Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Multi-Agent Systems Algorithmic, Game Theoretic, and Logical Foundations by Yoav Shoham and Kevin Layton Brown is a rigorous computer science textbook on systems made up of multiple autonomous agents. Published by Cambridge University Press in 2008, it treats multi-agent systems as both an engineering problem and a theoretical field, asking how independent entities act, reason, communicate, compete, cooperate, and make collective decisions. The book draws heavily on artificial intelligence, game theory, economics, logic, operations research, and parts of linguistics and philosophy. Its purpose is not to offer a quick programming guide, but to establish a conceptual and mathematical foundation for understanding interaction among agents with different information, preferences, and capabilities. Designed for advanced undergraduate and graduate study, it also serves as a reference for researchers who need a structured account of strategic behavior, social choice, mechanism design, epistemic reasoning, and algorithmic questions in distributed intelligent systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, autonomous agents are modeled through preferences, information, and interaction. A central contribution of the book is its disciplined treatment of what makes a multi-agent system different from an ordinary distributed system. The agents are not merely components executing fixed instructions. They are autonomous entities whose behavior must be understood in relation to their goals, available information, and possible actions. This framing matters because the designer cannot assume that all participants share the same objective or possess the same knowledge. In such settings, outcomes emerge from interaction rather than from a single centralized plan. The book therefore emphasizes formal models that identify agents, environments, action sets, preferences, beliefs, and protocols. This is important for both artificial intelligence and economic modeling because it connects computational design with rational behavior. By beginning from agency rather than from implementation details, the text gives readers a vocabulary for analyzing robots, software agents, market participants, negotiation systems, and distributed decision makers within one framework. The point is not that all agents are perfectly rational, but that rigorous modeling clarifies what assumptions are being made about autonomy, incentives, and information. Secondly, game theory explains strategic behavior when agents pursue different goals. The game theoretic sections are central because many multi-agent problems involve agents whose choices affect one another. The book introduces strategic forms of games, extensive forms, mixed strategies, equilibrium concepts, and related tools as ways to describe interdependent decision-making. The practical value of this material is that it prevents designers from reasoning about each agent in isolation. If one agent changes its action because another agent is expected to respond, then simple optimization is not enough. The system must be analyzed strategically. Equilibrium concepts, especially Nash equilibrium and its variance, offer predictions about stable patterns of behavior while also revealing their limitations. A system can reach an equilibrium that is inefficient, unfair, or computationally hard to find. The book uses game theory not as an abstract ornament, but as a foundation for evaluating multi-agent protocols, markets, bargaining situations, and competitive environments. This perspective also explains why good system design often requires shaping incentives rather than simply specifying desired behavior. Thirdly, mechanism design, auctions, and voting connect computation with social choice. The book stands out for treating collective decision mechanisms as part of multi-agent systems rather than as a separate economic topic. Mechanism design asks how rules can be created so that self-interested agents, acting according to their own preferences, still produce desirable system-level outcomes. Auctions are a natural example because they combine private information, strategic reporting, allocation, and payment rules. Voting and social choice provide another route into the same issue when agents have different preferences. The system needs a procedure for aggregating them. These mechanisms are not neutral technical details. The choice of an auction format or voting rule changes incentives, efficiency, vulnerability to manipulation, and computational tractability. The book gives readers the tools to ask whether participants have reason to reveal truthful information, whether the resulting allocation is efficient, and whether the procedure can be implemented with realistic computational resources. This makes the text especially relevant to electronic commerce, resource allocation, automated negotiation, and any computational environment where multiple parties must make decisions together. Fourthly, logical foundations formalize knowledge, belief, communication, and commitments. A distinctive feature of the book is its inclusion of logical foundations alongside algorithms and game theory. Multi-agent interaction often depends not only on what is true, but on what agents know, believe, or can infer about one another. Logic provides formal languages for representing these states, and for reasoning about how they change through communication and action. This is especially important in settings where coordination requires shared information, trust, commitments, or protocols. For example, an agent may need to know whether another agent knows a plan, whether an announcement changes common knowledge, or whether a promise creates an obligation within a protocol. The logical perspective complements game theory because strategic choice often depends on higher-order reasoning about other agents. It also complements computer science because protocols must be specified precisely enough to be checked, implemented, or analyzed. The book does not reduce multi-agent systems to logic, but it shows why formal reasoning about knowledge and communication is necessary for understanding coordinated action in complex interactive systems. Lastly, algorithmic constraints shape what multi-agent theories can actually deliver. The algorithmic emphasis of the book keeps the theoretical material connected to computer science. Many concepts in game theory, social choice, and logic become difficult when implemented in large systems with many agents, actions, or possible states. Computing equilibria, determining optimal allocations, reasoning about knowledge, and evaluating coalition possibilities can all impose serious computational burdens. The book therefore repeatedly connects formal models with questions of tractability, representation, and algorithmic design. This is one of the reasons it is not simply a game theory textbook adapted for artificial intelligence. It asks whether a model can be used by actual computational agents, and whether a proposed solution remains meaningful when agents have limited time, information, or processing power. This perspective is particularly important for modern distributed systems, where scale and complexity can undermine elegant theoretical solutions. The book encourages readers to treat computational complexity not as an afterthought, but as a central part of multi-agent system design. A solution that cannot be computed, communicated, or verified may have limited value even if it is theoretically appealing. In conclusion, multi-agent systems' algorithmic, game theoretic, and logical foundations is best suited for advanced students, researchers, and technically trained practitioners who want a rigorous foundation rather than a lightweight survey. Readers should be comfortable with mathematical notation and should expect a textbook that prioritizes models, definitions, and analytical tools over step-by-step software implementation. Its practical benefit lies in teaching how to reason clearly about interacting autonomous entities, how incentives affect behavior, how collective decisions can be structured, how knowledge and communication matter, and why computational feasibility must be considered from the beginning. Its intellectual benefit is broader because it integrates artificial intelligence with economics, logic, operations research, and formal reasoning in a way that reflects the interdisciplinary nature of multi-agent systems. Compared with books focused mainly on agent programming, swarm intelligence, or single-agent artificial intelligence, this text stands out for its balance of algorithmic, game-theoretic, and logical foundations. It is especially valuable for readers designing or analyzing markets, negotiation protocols, distributed AI systems, automated coordination mechanisms, or research models of strategic interaction. Its difficulty is real, but so is its lasting usefulness. It provides a structured map of the field rather than a narrow treatment of one technique or application area. If you would like to support Yoav Shoham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.